Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With Danny, I'm Grant. You are listening to The Fan. If you just missed Davey Martinez on the show last hour, make sure when we are done, you grab that podcast. He was excellent. We will talk to the general manager of the Washington Wizards today at 6 o'clock. Tommy Shepard will be on the show. Not a bad tandem of guests on G&D. We're presented by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today and visit BetQL.com. Real quick, before we get to the Alex Smith comments that we teased, I do want to update this Tiger Woods story, which is ongoing. His agent, Mark Steinberg, released this quote saying Woods was in a single car accident this morning in California where he suffered multiple leg injuries. He is currently in surgery, and we thank you for your privacy and support. So not just one, but both of the legs injured, according to the agent, and he is in surgery right now. So that is scary for a professional athlete who's been through a lot physically, obviously, mentally over the last few years. Some of it he brought on himself. But more importantly, Danny, he's been coming back, it seems like, for longer than you can remember him being great here as far as recency effect goes. He's had back issues one after another, events where he's had to pull out or have different problems with his back, and now he's going to be recovering from whatever leg injuries he sustained. So just awful story for Tiger Woods.
Yeah, hope that's all it is. It's just some good old-fashioned rehab from, you know, something not too serious. But, man, oh, man, it's just scary. I can't get the image out of that car that's not even recognizable. Is it a car? Is it an SUV? What is it? I don't know. But it's so banged up, it's barely even passable for a vehicle anymore.
Nuts. All right, let's talk Alex Smith. These comments came out this afternoon. First time we saw them was after we got on the air within the last hour. So this is all via GQ. But they did an interview with Alex Smith on his comeback. I'm not sure if this is going to end up in the magazine. I'm assuming that it will. I'm looking at their website on GQ.com. The interviewee and the person who wrote this is named Claire Skipper, so give her credit. But here is the section of this interview that's getting a lot of run in and around D.C., and I haven't read all of it, but this was the part that stopped me in my tracks. The question was about Alex Smith and the football team. I assume you were talking to the Washington football team throughout the process. Were they surprised to hear that you were ready to go? And you're going way ahead to when he's already recovered in his mind and he's ready to try to start practicing again. Alex Smith's answer, they were. They never thought I was coming back. No one there. I did all my rehab outside of the building. They do ACLs and stuff like that. But walking in with what I had, it's like you got three eyes. So then the follow-up question. So what was their response? Quote from Alex Smith. So there was a very small group of people that actually thought that I could do this, meaning come back and play football. He went on to say, I think the rest of the world either doubted me or they patronized me. Yeah, that's really nice that you're trying. When I decided to come back, I definitely threw a wrench into the team's plan. They didn't see it, didn't want me there, didn't want me to be part of it. Didn't want me to be on the team, the roster. Didn't want to give me a chance. Mind you, it was a whole new regime. They came in, I'm like the leftovers, and I'm hurt, and I'm this liability. Heck no, they didn't want me there. At that point, as you can imagine, everything I'd been through, I couldn't have cared less about all that. He laughs. Whether you like it or not, I'm giving this a go at this point. Follow-up question. And so you convinced them. His response, quote, well, yeah, I mean, they tried to put me on PUP, physically unable to perform, for 2 weeks when they tried to high-arm me. I don't know. High-arm me, I guess, is like strong-arm. Maybe a strong-arm me. Maybe they were forcing him to go to PUP, he's saying. He goes on to say, quote, I felt like I still hadn't had my fair shake at this point. I wanted to see if I could play quarterback and play football, and I feel like I hadn't been given that opportunity yet to find that out. It's like getting this close to the end of the line in a marathon, and they're telling you that you can't finish the race. It's like bleep that starts with an F. Bleep that. I'm finishing this thing. At least I'm going to see if I can do it. So I'm thankful we worked through all that stuff, but no, it wasn't like open arms coming back after 2 years. Like I said, new coaches, new faces, and I think I definitely surprised a lot of people that never thought I would even be trying it. There's more. This goes on, but let's just stop there for a second.
I mean,
this is Alex Smith telling GQ they didn't want him back. They didn't want him on the roster. They didn't want him around. Wow.
Well, if it just stopped with a lot of people didn't think I could do it. A lot of people were kind of patronizing because I did my rehab outside of the facility. Like, good for you for trying. It would be, you know, revelatory in the sense that it's not your normal interview, rank and file kind of, yeah, you know, everybody wished me well, and it was kind of the normal kumbaya good feelings thing. If it had just stopped there, it would have been like, hey, that's news, that's interesting, but it's not the bombshell. The bombshell is they didn't want me there, didn't want me to be a part of it, didn't want me to be on the team, the roster, didn't want to give me a chance. That is something. I wasn't sure, honestly, how Rivera and company, coaches generally love the Alex Smiths of the world. The guy's great in the film room, doesn't turn it over, and you know they get very excited because he's, you know, such a wonderful guy and everybody follows him. I thought, honestly, that Rivera and company had done what every coach did. They fell in love with Alex Smith, and the idea of him is better than the actual production, right? So I thought they wanted Alex Smith to be there, to be around, et cetera. And maybe they were just biding their time to go to him. Well, it seems like that was completely erroneous. Seems like that was completely off base, and they wanted nothing to do with him and were kind of stuck with this guy that just kept insisting that he could do it when nobody else thought he could. The didn't want me there part of this thing is, wow, I did not see that coming at all.
It's crazy. You know, here's the deal. First of all, I have said all along, I think people overrate how much Ron Rivera is like an Alex Smith guy. We've talked about this on the show. We've gone back and forth about this.
Sure. You know, I was wrong. You were right.
Well, I don't. This doesn't mean you're wrong necessarily. I mean, it's certainly Alex Smith claiming, I suppose.
I mean,
well, in Alex Smith's opinion, I guess you're wrong. But Ron Rivera could come out and say, he misinterpreted that. I was thrilled to have him there. I didn't not want him there. It's the same as like a kid saying that their parent doesn't love him potentially because they don't let him go to the party or something. I don't know. My point has always been he was brought here by Bruce Allen, okay? He was brought here by a previous regime. Ron Rivera inherited Alex Smith. Alex Smith was the third guy on the depth chart. When Dwayne Haskins stunk enough that they benched him, they didn't go to Alex Smith. They went to Kyle Allen. And my point all along was, you heard some of these reports or speculative thoughts of people on the beat or whatever, they're going to go to Alex as soon as they possibly can. I never believed that. I never thought that was a plan or a thing. I had always heard that, you know, Ron Rivera was kind of uneasy with the Alex Smith situation, not necessarily worried that he gets hurt, but you know, wasn't as invested as, say, Bruce Allen may have been, Jay Gruden may have been, to see this thing conclude. Like, you've inherited now the back end of this recovery and this return, but all that matters to this current staff is how does this guy play? And the answer to that, while it's an amazing story, is he doesn't play that well. So they don't care that much about the story. I mean, it is important, and I think it was cool for the organization. But, like, I look at some of these videos that have come out, you know, where his wife is, like, narrating and all these former coaches of him are talking and things. And this is not to create any kind of turmoil or anything, but Ron Rivera's not on those videos. Like, I'm sure he's on some congratulating him, but there are specific videos I've seen that it's like, you know, Urban Meyer and you know, Mike Nolan and like all these dudes that have coached him through the years that are like, Alex, congratulations. And maybe Ron's on vacation or whatever. I've just never gotten the vibe. I've never thought that like Rivera's going to move mountains to try to keep Alex Smith around. I don't think he's a Rivera guy. I think Rivera, as we've seen, has his people that he likes, that he's comfortable with. And he's probably more that with Alex Smith now than he was at the beginning of the season. How can you not like this guy? I'm sure he's got nothing but positive things to say about him. But go back to the press conference at the end of the year. Hey, is Alex Smith in your future? We're not really sure. We're not going to talk about that yet. We've got a process we've got to execute. We don't really get into that kind of thing. Hey, is Kyle Allen in your future? Yeah, he's a part of what we're doing here. We're certainly hoping that he's going to be around. It's very, very different. So I've just never bought that Rivera was completely sold on or a big Alex Smith guy. But I don't think he's just talking about Rivera. But there's no way that he's not included in the they. Maybe that's my first question. Who is they when he says this? They didn't want me here. They didn't want me to play. They didn't see it, he said. The team, obviously, but who specifically? Is that Rivera? Is that the training staff?
Right?
Maybe. I mean, they didn't want me there, didn't want me to be a part of it, didn't want me to be on the team, the roster, didn't want to give me a chance.
What? Man, like, oh, man.
That is so
stunning.
Different than the narrative all year long, which was basically, hey, it's a movie. Who's going to play him? Isn't this so cool?
Yeah, and honeymoon, right? I mean, so here's what I thought. And again, it turns out this wasn't correct, at least according to this, was physically, if you'd said, Alex, you're in the lineup September 13th against the Eagles, I don't think he could have done it. This is what I thought at the time. I thought there was still rehabbing going on, still physical strength, still, you know, working towards something. First time back, there's no offseason, there's no training camp, there's no, you know, drop back on the grass, there's no time throwing with anybody because of this weird sort of COVID deal. He needed some sea legs underneath him to get some reps. I thought they were basically biding their time until they thought he was healthy enough and they were going to go to him. Now, it turns out they ended up having to go to him in week, what was it, week five, after one guy stuck up the joint and got sick and the other guy got hurt after 10 minutes of football. And there you go. Now you're stuck with Alex Smith. That is crazy. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. I'm stunned by that, that it's to that degree of animus, because that's how it reads. It reads like a guy that basically is saying, I understand, because at first it's, I get people were skeptical. Yeah, that's me. My hand's up. I was skeptical. I said every step of the way, there's no way. And he keeps superseding it, and it's amazing. And that's why, as you said, it should be a movie. It's incredible. This is beyond they're skeptical. This is, damn it, it's Alex. This is, oh, they're so pissed that I'm here.
Yeah,
this
like,
is,
well,
I can't
can
believe
we
he's
cut this
trying
out,
to do
please.
This. Yes. Unbelievable. This is basically like, do we have to babysit this thing? Do we have to deal with this kumbaya story? Do we have to do – we're trying to win football games. We're trying to build for the future. What are we doing with this waste of time? He's basically saying – and I've felt that, by the way. I've been places where I wasn't wanted. We're human beings. We can read the room. We can understand emotion. We get when people are not thrilled that we're there. You ever walked into the room when somebody's talking about you? Or you ever been there when people are just are bad-mouthing you and you sort of slowly back out because you know the feeling? He's talking about that for weeks and months at a time because they wanted nothing to do with him. I don't think I'm overstating that. I am blown away by this.
So a couple of other things that I'm thinking here. And let's open up the AAA Always On Call listener lines for people at 800-636-1067 on this. 800-636-1067. If you're just turning on the radio or hopping in the car, this is a GQ interview with Alex Smith. Not sure about when it drops or what's going on magazine-wise, but it's online right now. And there's a lot of quotes that are interesting here. Notably, though, he says that the team never actually thought he was coming back. And then the bombshell is this part of the answer where he was asked, so you convinced them by playing that you could, essentially. He says they tried to strong-arm him basically into going on the PUP list. He then goes on to say that they didn't want him around. They didn't want him to be part of the team, that they didn't want him on the roster. All things that are the antithesis of kind of the way this story was told from the start of training camp this year, where he was this heroic conquering figure and probably the most recognizable face the team had other than Chase Young nationally. You look at the NFL honor show that just took place. Chase Young was their defensive rookie of the year. Alex Smith took home the hardware, no challengers for the comeback. Player of the year. He got 49 of the 50 votes. Some dummy picked Ben Roethlisberger as the comeback player of the year. So a couple of the things on this. Number one, I'm surprised that he would do this. I mean, you have to feel really slighted, I think, now that you're into the offseason and you've had time where you would think the emotions have worn off a little bit. I'm sure he didn't do the interview last night, but you got through this. It's all been very positive. You got the Comeback Player of the Year award. You're now back in the sphere among quarterbacks in the league where even if you get cut, you're probably going to be able to talk to other teams based on having enough film and winning, in air quotes, enough football games last year. part of a team that won a division. But don't you think this is jilted lover stuff? Danny, you got to be super upset to go to the papers, so to speak, with these
you
comments.
You also, Grant, on this, you got me thinking, you've also got to know that your time is done.
Well, 100%.
Right? This is, this bridge is behind me, and, you know, cue the Lonely Island, Cool Guys Don't Look at Explosions video, right? Give me a J.J. Abrams keyboard solo with one hand. This is lighting fire. This is gasoline. That car is evidence in the town, and the cop is looking the other way because they're going to torch the minivan and leave hair samples from somebody else. Like, what? I cannot believe he said this.
I mean, he may throw that way.
Yes.
Haymakers.
Yes.
And my point, I guess my first point is, and we're reacting real time like the rest of you. We saw this live while we're on the air. I'm just surprised. This is not his style. He is a high road, not saying anything that could be used against the team or me kind of guy. Never really anything controversial, as boring, and I don't mean that in a negative, it's a positive, but as boring a talker as it gets. He's going to say the right thing all the time. So I'm really surprised by that. But this completely, and if anybody disagrees with me, you can hit us up, 800-636-1067. This is the end of the road. I mean, there's no way you come out, if you're Alex Smith, and you say they didn't want me there. They didn't want me on the roster. They didn't want me to play. And then expect that they're just going to be cool with that and bring you back when they can save a lot of money by not doing so. Hey, Alex, love the story in GQ, buddy. How was the offseason?
I read it, and what a page-turner. What's going on with you? Why don't you come by the facility? We'll chat. Whoa.
When I decided to come back, I definitely threw a wrench in their plan. They didn't see it, didn't want me there, didn't want me to be a part of it, didn't want me to be on the team, the roster, didn't want to give me a chance. Mind you, it was a whole new regime. They came in, and I'm like the leftovers, and I'm hurt, and I'm this liability. Heck no, they didn't want me there. How about that? Heck no, they didn't want me there. At that point, as you can imagine, everything I'd been through, I couldn't have cared less about that. Laughs. That is, wow. He is now basically trying to get over on them by just getting back on the team to get back at them.
Like I showed you. And again, this is what I keep saying the same thing, and I apologize for overseeing the same thing, but I'm reacting to this in real time.
You won't say the same thing you've been saying for the last 20 minutes.
I'm going to say the same thing again. If it was only, yeah, a lot of people doubted me. That's how it starts. It starts with the same stuff, and I'm kind of going, why is this a big deal? I see it via Nikki Jabala's Twitter, right? And I'm going, well, why is that a big deal? Yeah, of course people doubted you. I'm another one of those people that doubted you. I'm just a fat idiot broadcasting from his laundry room slash bathroom downstairs, right? Yeah, I doubted you. I'm sure everybody there did too, because you're doing your rehab outside of the building. Nobody's seeing you. If it stopped there, this is, wow, hey, he's being very forthright about people doubted him and used that as motivation. This goes on to say they didn't want me there at all, and I knew it. That's your takeaway. That is the thing that you're going to – somebody get in the elevator. Bing. What floor? 17. As your Alex Smith said, the Washington football team didn't want him there. Bing. And then you go on about your day. What the hell? Stunning.
Unbelievable. Just a crazy story here in GQ. It's an interview that they did with Alex Smith. Clay Skipper. I think I said Claire earlier. I think I botched that. Clay Skipper did the interview. And the quote that everyone's going to see in sometime today and go crazy about – is him saying that they did not want him on the team. They didn't want him on the roster. They didn't want him around. And he's talking about this being a new regime. Remember, he was a Bruce Allen guy. He was a Dan Snyder guy. Those were his dudes. Jay Gruden, maybe, to a lesser extent. Jay's gone. Bruce is gone.
You're gone.
Dan wasn't really around this year. So it's a bunch of new faces. It's Ron Rivera. It's Scott Turner. And it's folks in the front office that, in the case of Kyle Smith, were there, but didn't have that same relationship with him. I wonder what Dan thinks about all this. Dan and Alex were really tight at the end of the 2019 season before this weird pandemic where Dan wasn't around a whole lot with everything going on. But he was in the box with him constantly. People were floating the terrible rumor and the irresponsible rumor that he was going to be in the front office. I mean, all kinds of stuff like that. Like, he's going to be the GM. No, he isn't. What does Dan think? 800-636-1067 is the number. Is this the end of the road for Alex Smith and the Washington football team? What do you make of these comments? We're Grant and Danny. Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Wizards have won 5 in a row. They'll look for number 6 tonight. Tommy Shepard's their GM. He's with us today at 6. Your Beltway Blitz coming up at 4, and we will give you your 5 at 5 in an hour and a half, right at 5 o'clock, as we head into the stretch run of the show with you until 6:30 tonight. GQ did an interview with Alex Smith. That interview dropped online within the last hour, and it is becoming a national story. Clay Skipper did the interview. Alex Smith telling Skipper in that interview that he didn't think the Washington football team wanted him back. He said, "They never thought I was coming back." He went on to say, "When I decided to come back, I definitely threw a wrench in their plan. They didn't see it. Didn't want me there. Didn't want me to be part of it. Didn't want me to be on the team, the roster. Didn't want to give me a chance." He pointed out that it was a whole new regime that came in. "I'm like the leftovers, and I'm hurt, and I'm this liability." So the question we're asking you guys first and foremost is, what's your reaction to this? Very different than what we've seen and heard and how this story was sold all year long. 800-636-1067. And what does this mean moving forward? Seems like it's the end of the road. No way he's coming back after saying this in GQ. Kevin's in Arlington. What's up, Kevin? How are you?
Hey, Kevin.
Howdy, fellas. Yeah, that was just a shocker. I mean, compare and contrast that with the comments from Doug Williams, who you all had on the show recently, talking about Superman in the cape when Alex came in and how the season flipped. So, I mean, I don't buy that characterization either. But, God, doesn't this tell you that they've told him we're not bringing him back? I mean, I can't imagine why Alex would say that unless he really felt jilted. And maybe it just hasn't been announced yet that they told him, we're moving on. Thank you for being comeback player of the year, but you don't have a future with us. I can't imagine that that's not linked. I just, like, it's stunning all of us that Alex would just come out and throw shade like that unless he felt somehow disrespected. I could be wrong, but that's the only thing that makes sense to me. I definitely think he's gone.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine anybody thinking anything other than he's gone, right?
And he doesn't care that he's gone. That's the other part about it, right?
Well,
this is a, you know, screw them kind of move, right?
Could this be a tactic where he's decided that he wants to be released and the best way to get released is to do this? I mean, I don't know. I would think that the team's just going to release him outright. Like, I can't imagine that they're dragging their feet and they don't want to release him. But is it possible that he wants to be released, wants to go play elsewhere potentially, and he now thinks that if he's a little bit of a pain in the butt or if he throws some shade that it would help him? I'm trying to make sense of a situation that doesn't make any sense to me. Remember, this is not Alex Smith. This is not what he's done his entire career. He's never been this guy. He's not divisive or controversial. He doesn't create turmoil. He doesn't stir up controversy. He's very boring in interviews. He says everything he's supposed to say, like a politician reading off a teleprompter. This has to be calculated. So the question is, why? What does he get out of it? I always wonder that, right? What is to be gained?
Who benefits, right?
Exactly. What does Alex Smith benefit from this coming out now? Unless either he knows he's being cut and he's upset by it, or the opposite, he wants to be cut and this helps him get that? I don't really know.
He lost his job while he was concussed in San Francisco and didn't say peep. And in fact, was more gracious about it than anybody could have ever expected. Now, they go on a great run and have success, but a lot of people still around the league were ticked off about that, thought he was done dirty by John Harbaugh, right? And you're kind of or was it Jim Harbaugh? I can't remember which Jim it was. San Francisco Jim.
So Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, San Francisco's Jim, Baltimore John. And people thought he was done dirty. He loses his job to Kaepernick while he's concussed and doesn't get it back when he's healthy. That rubs a lot of players the wrong way for a million reasons. Now, it doesn't rub you the wrong way that much because they went on a roll and were in the Super Bowl. But still, it's one of those things that he had every right to gripe and didn't say a word about it. This, he says, yeah, screw those guys. And even cursed. I'm stunned by it, man.
He is clearly upset and bothered.
Yes.
Not the tone, not the feel of anything we saw from him all season long. But I guess he was waiting his time. Now, why this interview? Why now? That's the part I need to figure out. That's the part that a lot of people may not care. It unlocks a lot of information as far as I'm concerned. And it tells you, like, what is his angle here? Let's go to Paulie in Norfolk on Grant and Danny on line 2. Paulie, you're on GMD.
What's up, Paulie?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hail to the W. Look, man, I had a lot of feelings about this, and I kind of had it. I kind of had to be the opposite of Alex Smith and get them all together. So I'm gonna say this. Clearly, look, they tried to trade for Matthew Stafford. He knows that. They've been rumored to link to try to trade or sign numerous other quarterbacks. He hears that, and they probably haven't gave him a definite answer or what they have planned for him. So he's probably making them push their chips to the table. You know, and in doing that, you know, the writing's on the wall, so he knows he's gone. Maybe he don't want to play no more. You know, maybe because this is something you say when you're done. You know, you spread the tea when you're done. And I'm also in saying that he's bitter for no reason, because if he played, he saved our season. So why wouldn't he think, and they had him on the roster, so why wouldn't he think that, you know what, maybe they was trying to protect me from myself. My head coach is a former player. The defensive coordinator is a former player. You know, they have a player's mentality. We know how these players are. They have to be carried off the field. I mean, look, everybody in the organization knew this man almost lost his life. Even us fans, we call into all these shows and we said the same thing. He need to retire. You know, he almost lost his life. We don't want him to come back. Well, why he couldn't look at it that way? He's just bitter about he knows it's over. In this town it is, and pretty much maybe the whole league. Who's going to sign a quarterback with a cleft foot and 19 surgeries repaired, broken femur? You know, so I don't know.
Great question.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. The Ron Rivera part of this, I think, has to be brought up. Mm-hmm. So Washington finally, first time in forever this year, was a darling of the national media. Rivera was a huge reason why. He is beloved. He's well-liked. He treats people with some dignity and respect, and it just has a general decorum and a decency about him, it seems like, that people enjoy. On top of that, he's battling and fights through cancer, and they have a successful enough season on the field. And so he is well-connected and has people all over the country that respect him based on how he interacts with them and has over the years. And that reverence helped Washington's image. Part of the reason maybe you bring Ron Rivera in here. People say nice things about him. It's hard to say bad things about the team when you're talking nice about Ron Rivera. Alex Smith was another big part of that, Danny. Those two guys together. Now, in a way, you have to take this as him throwing not just the team under the bus, but Rivera's the head coach. He runs the football operation. He's the grand poobah. Like, he's throwing Rivera under the bus. But from Ron's perspective, I wonder what he would say about this. I mean, he might come at this and say, listen, I show up, and I've been told by the people that I've talked to that he's probably never going to play again. Next thing I know, as we get close to training camp, they're telling me Alex Smith's ready to play again. I don't want to be the coach that puts him out on the field and then he has to have his leg amputated when he gets hurt again. I mean, there's probably some fear, right? How much did Mike Shanahan get absolutely eviscerated because Robert Griffin kept playing when he wasn't 100% or after that very serious injury? And to this day, people blame him for ruining Griffin's career. Like, there is a level of responsibility as a coach that you have to have when you play a guy who's telling you, I'm ready to play, I want to play. Could Rivera just say that? That's the hesitation. If he felt unwelcome, I'm sorry, but I didn't want this guy to lose his leg on my watch.
I wonder, and think of it this way, too. I like into a situation that I remember in my own meager, stupid career where a new head coach comes in and thinks some guy that was kind of persona non grata was going to transfer, right? This is for my on my team in college. And it turns out the guy decides not to transfer. So this wasn't part of the plan. This guy wasn't supposed to be there, and here he was. And it was awkward, and everyone knew it. And it was like this matter of time before it blew up, and then the guy ultimately quit and walked away, and he should have just transferred beforehand. And there was no good way to handle that, right? Where this was kind of foisted upon that coach who had completely different designs because he thought he had something categorized. Put myself in Rivera's shoes now. Rivera signs up. Head coach of the Washington football team. Well, then the Washington Redskins, Ron Rivera. Oh, by the way, we're changing the name. You got to be the front-facing person about that before Jason Wright's hired. By the way, rookie quarterback, it's struggled. What do you do about that? Here are all the million different things, and now you have cancer. Here's a billion things that nobody should have to deal with, plus COVID. Don't you want to drop some schemes on a napkin and figure out who's going to play where and what we're going to do with the draft? Everything gets thrown at him. And then it went from And by the way, this is not going to be part of your plans when it comes to Alex Smith, because there's no way. He's been rehabbing somewhere else. It's adorable what he's doing. That's awesome. Not only is he ready and available, he's telling you he wants to go, and now you're kind of stuck. It wasn't part of your plan. I don't know that that's Rivera's fault. Because during, you know, normal times, maybe he could have had Alex Smith in for a practice and said, or a workout, and said, yeah, we don't see it, and that's that, and have that tough conversation. He probably never got to do that. It's all on Zoom. It's all on text message. Smith is down there at a military rehab facility in Texas throwing footballs on one knee. Ron Rivera's got no ideas. Getting cancer treatments at Inova. So that's not the easiest thing to have to deal with it from Rivera's perspective either. You didn't have hands-on with anybody, and you expected one thing. And by the way, the exact opposite is here, and this dude that everybody likes is ready to go, Skip. That's
this
a
has
tough
been
situation.
Such a positive for them all year. This has been an endearing story. This has made them a feel-good club in the NFL, this Alex Smith story. And it's going to blow up and implode in their faces here if Alex Smith chooses to go this route and to be negative about it and to basically say he did this in spite of the team, which is what he's doing. He is now separating himself from the team, and he's saying, this is my positive story, but the team never wanted it to happen. The team didn't want me there. Wow, is all I can say to that. 800-636-1067 is the number. We want to hear from you guys. Alex Smith in GQ saying that Washington and whoever he's referring to specifically, but the team in general, didn't want him around, didn't think he was coming back, didn't want him on the roster, didn't want him not only playing but on the team last year. We're gauging your reaction to that on The Fan. He's Danny. I'm Grant. You are listening to 106.7 The Fan. Alex Smith tells GQ Washington football didn't want him. They didn't want him on the roster. They didn't want him around last year. They didn't think he was going to come back, and then he threw a wrench into their plans. Pretty amazing interview. The quotes are available on Twitter at Grant H. Paulson if you want to check them out, but the full story is up on GQ's site. David is in Fairfax. Want to get to your calls on this. David, what do you make of this? This is out of nowhere. This was a feel-good story all year long, made Washington a darling nationally in the media, and Smith is now going the other direction and doesn't feel as good all of a sudden.
No, it doesn't, and I'm in absolute shock. I don't know what to make of this. I really don't. It seemed to turn on a dime, and something had to happen in the last couple of days where just something had to happen, because I mean, the Washington football team didn't have to. I mean, they started this guy, what, 6-7 games this year? I mean, after that leg injury, I mean, they didn't have to do that. A lot of teams would have cut him immediately. This is just coming out of nowhere. They gave him a shot to get back on the field. He did a really good job while he was out there. And then he got hurt, and they went, you know, with the next quarterback. I don't understand what he's after. This is totally confusing, man. I just don't know.
Yeah, I'm surprised as well for two reasons. Thanks for the call. One, this is just not how Smith normally operates, and it's just not something that he would generally do. We've got a 16-year track record of him as a quarterback in the league. But the other thing is that I always wonder, Danny, what is to be gained? And I ask that again rhetorically, and you can try to answer it if you want to. What does he get out of this? I just don't understand what the upside is for him. There's got to be a reason to say this to GQ. You're not just having a casual conversation with a reporter you probably don't know and saying something for the first time you haven't said in a million other interviews you've done, including all the documentaries you did with ESPN. I happen to believe this is strategic. It's calculated that you thought about it before you said it. You wanted to admit it. But why? Why now? What is the point? That's what I don't know.
Here's my thought. Here's my thought on that. And I think this is a way. This is the same thing executives do. So think about it. Carson Wentz doesn't work out in Philadelphia. What do we get? The anonymous reports of, well, it turns out he was kind of a problem, wasn't getting along with people. Certainly not my fault that he went into the toilet. Certainly not my position coach, front office guy, person that bet on him, guy that had a hand in giving him $100+ million, whatever, right? We've seen CYA. We've seen it a billion times over. And we'll see it another billion times. I wonder if this is an athlete version of that. And here's what I mean. I know I didn't play great. I know we went 5-1, but you could see I had more interceptions than touchdowns. I was wildly ineffective at times. Can't push the ball down the field. Didn't look particularly good. Didn't look particularly comfortable. It's because they didn't want me. I'm wondering if that's it. I'm wondering if this is an audition or a reminder. Hey, I'm still out there. Hey, I can do all these good things for you and your team. I know my time in Washington is over, and I want you to know it's their fault that I didn't play particularly well. That's my thought. I got no evidence, but that's my guess.
I can't shout you down because we're throwing ideas at the wall. So, yeah. You know, they all seem probably bad when we say them. Nobody knows the answer. They patronized me. That's what he said. They patronized me. I threw a wrench into their plans. They didn't want me there. They didn't want me to be a part of it. They didn't want me to be on the team. They didn't want me to be on the roster. He is going scorched earth. This is the least Alex Smith-like play I've seen. I got to know what he's got up his sleeve. What's the end game? My crazy thing, my tinfoil hat theory I threw at you is maybe he wants to be released. He's not convinced that he will be, and he wants to be cut. But I don't know. You're not going to make as much money as you would on your next team as Washington, so why would you want to be cut? Unless you know you're going to be the third quarterback here. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he knows if he stays here, he's not starting. Mm-hmm. Rivera's either made that clear. He doesn't clearly feel loved by Rivera. So maybe he thinks they may keep me. Maybe he knows that they're not going to necessarily release him, but he's not going to start here, and he wants to go somewhere where he can compete. And this is the best way to get out, is to turn this positive now into a negative for the team? I'm just spitballing. I have no idea. I hate doing tinfoil hat theory radio, but I'm just trying to figure this out like the rest of you because it blindsided me too. Craig's in Arlington on line four. Craig, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Craig.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good. So I think I'm hoping I'm still right after just hearing what you guys said. This might be tinfoil stuff too, but maybe we're taking this the wrong way in that we think he's like got some angle. Maybe it's just like a guy and a girl telling the story of how they met when they first met each other. They didn't like each other at all. But then, of course, I haven't heard this article. I haven't read this article. I'm just hearing what you guys have said. But
right.
Maybe it's more of that angle. Then he's got some kind of trying to get money out of it. Because, Alex, you're right. This isn't him. He's a smart guy. He's got to know he's not going to be playing this year at $19 million. So I don't see him burning a bridge for no reason. Maybe we're just taking it the wrong way.
It's a great call, and it's a good possibility. Because I know we're just reading snippets here.
What's the other way, though, Danny? Make his case for him?
Well, he's basically asking, like, hey, is this just a sentence or two in a larger picture where he's not overwhelmingly negative? And here's, you know, and are we just taking, like, in other words, if this is just a longer story where, yeah, how great was this comeback? It was so cool. And you know what, man? They didn't even want me. Ha, 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 LOL. But I showed them, and it's great. And then we talk about the surgery and everything else. If that's the tone, I would say there's enough in here where there's plenty of chances to quantify and qualify. There's plenty of opportunities here in these multiple paragraphs of answers where he could say, and I give credit to the training staff for this. Or I give credit ultimately to, you know, Scott Turner for the vote of confidence. Or he has plenty of chances here to
in
say
fairness,
something
I didn't
nice
read
about
the
somebody.
Whole thing, did you?
I did. I ripped through it. And that, most of it doesn't have anything to do with
this. That doesn't pop
up
anywhere?
No, it does not. Now, most of it doesn't have to do with this. It's journey. It's what was the feeling like when Aaron Donald was on your back? And
yes.
When did you know it was time? And it's a lot of things that are worth reading, honestly. It's an amazing story, and I want to showcase it all the time. Give me an article per quarter, please, in a major periodical that talks about how incredible this is. But this section where he's going, yeah, they didn't want me, didn't like me, wasn't part of the plans. I threw a wrench in their gears. They patronized me. You know, that wasn't a whole lot of fun. There's plenty of chances to say, and I don't blame them, or, you know, and I get it. That didn't happen.
800-636-1067 is the number, 800-636-1067. On Grant and Danny. Let's squeeze in one more. Matt is in Ashburn. Matt, what do you think Smith has to gain by this? You know, he's throwing the team under the bus, making them look bad, and maybe he's right. Maybe he's being honest. I'm trying to figure out why he benefits here by getting this message out.
I have no idea how, you know, he benefits other than to say that, I mean, this has really got to make the team look bad. And, you know, when he says, threw a wrench in their plans, speaking to the they of the story here. I have to ask what plans? The plans to start the season 2-7 to, you know, ultimately finish 7-9 and win the division. I mean, nobody could have seen that coming, and if it had been even a slightly better division, it doesn't happen. So what, you know, what plans are these they people really referring to that he's throwing a wrench into? I have to imagine this is really just trying to set him up to say, like, look, I did what I could here in this organization, but it was super dysfunctional, and it was, you know, not set up for me to succeed. Let me be on your team as a free agent, and I promise I'll come in there and win some games for you. I think that's what the angle he's trying to take here.
I think that's right. I really do. That's my best guess at this point, GP, is that it's saying, I didn't, like, you can look at some of the numbers. They weren't good. Here's why. That's how it reads to me, honestly. Oof,
that's a bad look.
I agree.
If that's really what he's doing. And by the way, the next team is not going to get anything all that different. He was in Kansas City what he was for a long, long time. With an unbelievable supporting cast around him, he played at a level that he was not going to replicate here in Washington. I remember having a back and forth with a couple of guys with the team that I really liked during the time when they brought him in. You saw it. When they were winning games unsustainably at 6-2, and he was on pace to basically throw for like 17 touchdowns, that's what he was going to be. But that's not even the debate here. We shouldn't even get into that. I guess it's a possibility. I will leave it out there as a possibility. This is him trying to say, according to that caller, hey, this was hard for me. I was fighting an uphill battle, and if you don't think I was very good, if you welcome me with open arms, we can have a higher ceiling as a marriage. In my new stop? He's under contract with the football team for now. He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. Let's go blitzing next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.